Once upon a time, there were no video games or computers of any kind, apart from those for the very rich people and academics, of course. Pong was just a word that you found in the Beano. Tennis for two was a fruity exclamation that you only heard on a BBC comedy show. And people asked for things like this for Christmas.
Here's Milky, the marvelous milking cow. It's fun to milk her, gonna do it right now. She drinks the water when we pump her tail. She's raising her head, it's milking time now. Her pretend milk is a-feeling the pail.
She drinks water and gets pretend milk.
Milky, the marvelous milking cow.
Milky the marvelous milk.
And then technology got a bit better, and they decided to ask for something like this, which could be classed as the first ever light gun.
They said it couldn't be done. They said a gun that shoots through glass? Impossible. But it's here, now, with FitTrace's new silent ray gun and electronic target game.
But then, thankfully, some techies got in and allowed you to manipulate your TV screen with sprites, and marvelous things happened after that.
Shooter, marksman, or expert. For every hit, the buzzer sounds. The better you hit, the higher you score. Only the new Dick Tracy target game has this electronic scoreboard. You can hit all the Dick Tracy bad guys as far as 30 feet away.
Hang on. That's a heck of a lot better than the Wii. Or anything that's currently available.
The following podcast is given a Christmas rating. Yippee.
Yippee.
Podcast.
first Christmas cracker joke sent in by Swantech's Catering Services. What's white and goes up? A confused snowflake. We at Podcast apologise for the following VIC-20 presentation. Goodness, that's over. Okay, back to the rest. Ending in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, panel, we have lost. Miss Norman's secret is that she is going to play a Christmas carol on this electronic brain. Now, this electronic computer during business hours handles such complicated and dignified jobs as nuclear power plant design, hydroelectric factor correlation, and astronomical and navigational analysis. But in off hours, it sings Christmas carols. Now, I'll try to tell you how it works. Any electric machine produces electric impulses, and any electric impulse, when amplified, makes a sound. Now, an engineer over at Bendix by the name of Raymond Waltz discovered how to amplify the electric impulses in this monster, and you will see a loudspeaker sitting on top of same. The amplifier. Now, Mr. Waltz realized that different electrical impulses make different sounds. If you'll give the computer a downbeat, we'll see what happens.
Okay, here goes.
Thank you.
And now for some American fan service, the Tandy Color Computer Free. For a moment there I thought that was tape noise, but actually that did come from a computer. No offence. And that is the end of the Christmas-themed podcast. I've been Gigi Udraco. This has been recorded using a good old Dell PC, but containing a Soundblaster Audigy 2 sound card for extra freshness. If you have any ideas for future episodes of podcast, you're welcome, you're free to supply some suggestions. pohd-cahst@podomatic.com. Or, if you just go through Google for Gigi Udraco, I'm sure you can find my instant messenger details. I will leave you with one last entry, which isn't necessarily Christmas related, but it's definitely snowy and quite calming, and gets you ready for battle when you're playing Final Fantasy Tactics Advance. From there, bye-bye. Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas, peace, love, and hijinks and all that. Oh, phew.